This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony from the monastery at Petersham, Massachusetts. We'll be coming home for Glory Night tonight. We're going to expect God to do miracles because He is the God of miracles. He is the God of wonders. He is the God of the redeemed. And I'm reading from the 51st chapter of the book of Isaiah, verse 11. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return, ransomed, bought back by the blood of Jesus, and come to Zion with singing, everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come a singing unto Zion. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, come singing unto Zion. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. You are the redeemed of the Lord. You have been bought back by the blood. Yes, you shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, come singing unto Zion. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. The scripture says, let the redeemed say so. So say so, I'm redeemed. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I've been redeemed through the cross and resurrection of the Lord. I am a new creation. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. That's you. Yes, you. Don't doubt any longer. That's you. Don't doubt any longer. This is the word of the Lord for you today, that He who is the Lord has come to give us life and to give it more abundantly. Life more abundantly. Your days are not at an end. Your days are just beginning today. God has things for you to do for the kingdom of God. But first, He wants to do things in you, in you, in you. So you have something to give. So you have someone to give. His name is Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit. So this is a day to be encouraged. This is a day to be encouraged. For the Lord is still on His throne. He hears and answers prayer. And all that you are going through, it's going to turn out to be good. He's going to take that which is awful and bring good out of it. He's going to make fertilizer out of all that junk that's in your life. But you have to let go. You have to let go. You have to let go. You have to surrender and say, Jesus, I surrender to you. Jesus, I let go of all the garbage. Let it become fertilizer in my life. You see, when people come to me with depression, I had depression. I can pray with power because God has freed me in Jesus' name. Oh! Hallelujah. And God has things in store. Today, we're going to prophesy to you. We're going to prophesy a word to you. And you must write it down. Write it down. Write it down. Do not be afraid. Do not be casual about it. It's going to be a prophetic word for you from the throne of grace, from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb, a prophetic word for you, for all those who listen to In Season and Out of Season. For I have called you. I have called you. I have called you. I have sat on the throne. I hear your whisperings. I hear your prayers. I hear your groanings. I hear all these things. But it is not only that I hear, but it is that I answer. I answer. I answer. I answer your prayers. I answer your tears. I answer your groanings. And I have plans for you, plans for you, that all these things that you're going through will not break you. All these things that you're going through will not break you. As a matter of fact, I will send people to you after I have blessed you, after you have been blessed and healed. I will send people to you who have the same groanings, and you will be able to pray with great expectation, because the Lord has pulled you out of these things, and he wants you, yes, you, to pray over the people who have these groanings, who feel that they are lost, who feel that God doesn't answer their prayers. This is God's word to you. You've got to do it. Don't be afraid to pray with people. Don't be afraid to pray with people. It is God's will.
For my child, do not be afraid to release my kingdom. Do not be afraid to release my power. Do not be afraid to release my love. For I have deposited heaven within you. For I have deposited the all into the nothing. For I am God and I am everything. You are human and you are nothing. But in your nothingness resides the all. I have put love, my grace, my divinity within you. You were created to hold my glory. You were created to release my glory. You were created to be supernatural, that when someone encounters you, my child, they are encountering another dimension. They are encountering another realm. They are encountering heaven upon earth. For when Jesus stood upon the cross, he pulled heaven to earth and earth to heaven, and he became the place, the center place, where heaven was released upon that earth. But today you are the tabernacle. You house the living God. You not only house the living God, but the power of the living God. Everything you have gone through, it will not break you. It is meant to build you. It is not meant to break you. It is meant to build you. Every cross that I have given you is a gift so that you can die to yourself and begin to live for me, so that you can surrender to your human will and live in my divine will. For I know where I want you to finish, and I am taking you through piece by piece. I'm taking you through situation to get your soul to where I need it to be. Every problem you have ever been through has worked itself out. Everything you are going through will work itself out, because I am working it out in you and through you. And I want you to surrender to me. Because every act of surrender, a little part of you dies, and a greater realm of my presence is born within you. Today, I am pouring out my love upon you. For I love you with an everlasting love. For I have chosen you before the foundations of the world. For I have plans for you. And I want to take you up, up in a way into higher realms in the spiritual realm, higher dimensions of my wisdom, higher dimensions of my knowledge, higher dimensions of my love. For the revelation of me is progressive. Every day when you go to bed, I want you to become holier than when you woke up that morning. And holiness is ownership. Every day I want to own you more and more and more. But surrender to me. Surrender to me. Every time you tell me you surrender, I take another part of you and I glorify it. Everything you give to me, I glorify and I return it back to you in gold. For you have been chosen. You have been chosen. I chose you from the cross. I chose you from the cross. I chose you when you were baptized as a child, as a baby. I chose you, and I chose you to light up the world, to light up the world, for the world is in darkness, and you are the light of the world in Jesus Christ. You are the light of the world in Jesus Christ. You are to light up the world one at a time, one at a time, one at a time. And you know, the Lord says, do not fear. Do not fear. Fear is useless. I've called you to myself. It's such a simple message. I've called you to myself. Your fear does nothing for you. You need to ask for the grace to let it go, because you cannot do it yourself. You've tried and tried and tried, and yet nothing has happened. Ask for the grace to let it go. For in me is all that there is heaven itself. In me is the joy of living. You have forgotten about the joy of living. I give you that gift, the joy of living, because this is who I call you to be. To give you a smile on your heart, a smile on your face. As people watch that smile, they say, where does it come from? This person, where does it come from? I remember a long time ago, I wasn't a priest, but I was in Plymouth giving a mission. And I remember this lady, she had the biggest smile on her face. At the end of my talk, I went up to her and said, I love your smile. She said, you know what? I often never had a smile. I was down low. But I asked the Lord to save me. And he put this smile on my face. And every place I go, I cannot help but smile. It's the gift of God. But that was not the way it was in my life. I had sorrow. I had brokenness. I had need. But when the Lord put the smile on my face, people come to me and say, where do you get that smile? Just like me, I said it. Where did you get that smile? She said, the Lord gave it to me. I didn't always have it. That was 100 years ago that happened. But I still remember that beautiful woman. Maybe she's listening today. I have no idea. But it's God's will to put a smile on your heart so that you have a smile in your face. It's God's will to bring glory out of misery, to bring power out of weakness, to bring mercy out of sin. It is God's will for you that you become one of the elect of the Lord, one of those chosen, coming forth, redeemed of the Lord, redeemed of the Lord, bought back with the blood of Jesus, redeemed of the Lord, redeemed of the Lord. That's who you are. You are the redeemed of the Lord, singing joy, sorrow and sighing shall flee away because you are the redeemed of the Lord. Let the redeemed say so. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I have been bought back with the blood of Jesus. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I have been given the Holy Spirit as my counselor, as my lawyer. Oh, some of you need a lawyer, the best lawyer that there is, better than Perry Mason, who is the Holy Spirit himself. He is the lawyer. He is the advocate. He is the helper. He is the paraclete. Oh, turn your life over to Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. Do not hold your life back. But you say, I'm afraid that the Lord might send me someplace where I do not want to go. Oh, but the Lord says to you, before I send you any place, I will put it in your heart. I will put it in your heart so that when you go to that place, you have been blessed by me. You have been blessed by me. I do not do bad things to you. I do not do bad things. I told somebody one day that the Lord has a surprise for them. He says, is it a good or bad? I said, it's good. The Lord does nothing bad. He does nothing bad, only good.
the Lord does good and he wants to do good to you, but you've got to be able to receive. You've got to be able to receive. Ask for the grace to receive. You've tried all your life and you become very trying. No more trying. Receive the grace of God today. Receive the blessed grace of God today. Receive the love of God today. For the love of God has been poured into your heart by the Holy Spirit that has been given to you. The love of God has been poured into your heart by the Holy Spirit that has been given to you. Yes, you, that Holy Spirit has given you the love of God so that you would have a smile on your face, so that you could tell others the good news that Jesus saves through his blood, through his cross, through his resurrection.
God will never send you where you don't want to go, but he will try to expand you. God will want you to get out of your comfort zone and into the glory zone, because God is a God of expansion. He wants to expand your soul, expand your joy, expand your circle, expand your reach of influence. For God is a God of expansion, and he wants you to come out of yourself. Yesterday, me and Father Tom, we were going to get McDonald's ice cream after night prayer, and I pulled in the gas station, and we were praying the rosary, and the Lord said, go talk to that man on the bike who was outside the gas station. And I've been in silence for 3 days, so I was just ignoring the Lord. I was like, Lord, I don't really want to. But he said again, he said, Anthony, what is the good of you being able to hear my voice if you do not listen to me? If you do not listen. So I said, okay, Lord, I hear you. And I went and I did his will. And I gave the man a word and I prophesied over him. And he gave his life to Jesus. And I prayed for the inflow of the Holy Spirit. But God wanted me to get out of my box. I was in my little box at the monastery for 4 days. But as I go to that gas station, every time I go to that gas station, it's like a vortex. God sends me to someone. But he got me out of the box. What is the good if we can hear the voice of God if we don't listen? And it's not an audible voice. It's a voice in your thoughts. God said, what is the good of me putting my power, my divinity, my authority, my jurisdiction in you if you don't use it? If you're not using my power to release the kingdom. For on the cross, Jesus said, it is finished. Now go. Go and have dominion. For Jesus returned to us the dominion that Adam lost. Jesus returned to us all authority. You have authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. Nothing will hurt you. That means the devil belongs under your feet, and we're to trample over him. We're to go and we're to release the kingdom wherever we go. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. No one who comes to me will walk in darkness. Father was talking about being a light. You were created to be a lighthouse, to bear light in everywhere you go, that you can be in the darkest place, but the light does not battle with the darkness. It overcomes it. It overshadows it. I know that is greater is in me and greater is in you that is in the world. There's no demon. There's no situation that can ever stop us. You know, God to a little mountain or God to a little demon is nothing. In you is all victory. Today, Jesus is calling you his victor, his conqueror. Jesus is calling you his child. And he says, my child, you have everything in you. If God is going to send you to a person, if God is going to send you into the situation and he tells you to go, he has already prepared your steps. He has already aligned all the provision you need. He has already put all the power within you. And now he's just looking. Just take the first step and I'll give you the second and the third. You see, Jesus, God isn't outside of you. He's within you. And there's that still small voice directing your steps moment by moment, second by second. And I see right now living water bubbling up inside of you, that the Holy Spirit is breathing in your breathing. Jesus is flowing in your blood. The Father is beating in your heart. That all of the Trinity is within you now. and it is looking for a tabernacle who can be used. For God wants to use you for extraordinary things. You were created to do extraordinary exploits for the Lord. Who wants to be ordinary? This world, everyone wants to be like everyone else. My whole life, I've never wanted to be ordinary. Father Tom's never wanted to be ordinary. God did not create you to be ordinary. God created you to be a miracle worker, to release the power of God upon this earth. The Lord's saying, who can I use? And he's asking, he's saying, if not you, then who? If not you, then who?
Yes, it's you. Yes, it's you. He's anointed you. He's anointed you. But you say, I don't know what to do. But you know what? I remember the first time I was called to preach. I had never preached before, but I had my children at school, grade six, and I used to preach to them. And I thought, what I'm going to do is how I preached to my kids in the sixth grade about Jesus. I'm going to preach to these people at the cynical the same way. I'm going to preach the love of God to them today. I didn't do it to crowds before, but this was the time. And, you know, the simple message of the gospel that I used to preach to the children, because I was at a parochial school, I preached to the people at the cynical. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people came, and they heard the message. They heard the message. We were having lunch yesterday, and one of the priests said, I do pre-evangelization. And I happened to say, Father, it's all about going to heaven or hell. No, there's no room for pre-evangelization. We've got to come on strong, because the world comes on strong. The world is not asking favors because I'm afraid to preach the world. The world is ransomed so many people in the children of God. The world, as we know it, is passing away, but it is so in so much part of the church. You know, I was called to be an administrator when I was at Holy Rosary, and I said, that's the last gift that I have. If I ever preach about being an administrator, the place will go bankrupt. This is not, I'm not into an administration. I'm into pastoring. I'm into doing God's will. I'm into proclaiming God's word. I'm into bringing people to Jesus as Eucharist. I'm not an administrator. And though they called me administrator from the diocese for 25 years, they never called me pastor. But you know what? I knew God called me pastor. He called me pastor to shepherd the sheep. He called me to shepherd the little ones who came. And he told me, you cannot go around the world because you're a priest and you have to be stationed where you are. But I will send the world to you. And he did. He sent people from Africa, from India, from Poland, from the Holy Land, to Holy Rosary. I could not go to these places because I was in a parish. But God said, I will bring them to you from all over the world. And he did. He did. He did. He still is. I have people calling me from Luxembourg and from Africa, the Congo. I've never been to the Congo. I've never been to Luxembourg. But people get my number somehow. And what do? I lead them to Jesus. That's all I do, because that's the message. And I tell them it's going to be all right. We came to the monastery, and the mother of one of the brothers, Theophilus, had something wrong with her shoulder, and she's having an operation. She's going to have an operation. So I just prayed a simple little prayer with her that she'd be healed. And guess what? She was healed. She was healed. I don't know what she's going to do about the operation. That's none of my business. My business was to pray with her. My business was to be with her. My business is not to tell her anything about the hospital. That's her business, and she's got to deal with God the way she needs to deal with God. This is real. Are you coming tonight to St. John's Rectory, St. John's Church, John the Baptist? I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. John the Baptist Church, you're coming tonight to be part of God's people, to be part of the power of God. God is doing miracles. God is doing miracles. God is doing miracles, not only physical, but emotional and healing in the inner man and the inner woman. God is doing these things at St. John the Baptist on a Wednesday night. You can come to Mass at 6:05 in the evening, and then the prayer meeting starts at 7 o'clock. Come. If you have a burden, come. And when you come, leave that burden on the altar of St. John the Baptist Church. Leave it there to stay, and let it stay so that you would be made free. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.